What's good, I do? And it's your boy, man. Reggie P, man. By way of ADV, man. Famous gang. Easy Nine shit, you know what I mean? And this is the Atlanta Battle Rock Podcast. Brought to you by Anchor. I'm on the Lower East Side, man. You know what I mean? Taking it easy, man, this morning. Crazy event last night, man. You know what I'm saying? 5th anniversary trap. Trey Dennis on the card, Chris Dubs on the card, Speed Dollar hosted some shit, B City was out there, Prince Mafia, of course, Peso, No Mercy was out there, my boy Cypher the Lyrical was out there. Cypher's in here now. It's poppin', Cypher.
Thanks. What it do, y'all? You already know what it is. Cypher, Lyrical, Rotten Apple. You know what I'm saying? Culture shit. ABR, a whole lot of gang shit, man.
Yo, so we in there last night. It was me and probably like Cypher, you know, pretty much only people from ABR that was up here. So it was the twins that be on We Go Hard and some trap events. They do the two on twos. Yes. Riddles, and there's Swagger Stacks, yeah. So the dude I battled was Swagger Stacks. So, boom, we battle. I think we like the second battle. We get the going. So I lose the toss, and I have to go first. And I start kicking my shit. You know what I mean? I'm dropping some haze too, guys. Some bombs. You hear me? Not getting no reaction. Like nobody's saying nothing. Like, you know, but I'm looking around the room as I'm talking, you know, everybody's faces. So I'm seeing different reactions from different people, like, oh my God. And then this person, like, shit, what's going on here? Then other folks are just looking like, well, who does he think he is to be talking so loud? You know what I mean? So we get through that round. He does his round. His first round was dope. His first round was dope. If you want to give it to him because you didn't hear any reaction from my side, okay. Yes. All right. I'll give you that. But then comes the second round. My second round is like really hard. I start kind of kicking ass, like regular Reggie P shit start happening to Stacks. You see what I'm saying? So he comes back after his second and start kicking some shit. It wasn't good enough. It wasn't good enough. I really showed out the second round. Then the third comes, and I have a real excellent third, solid third. You know what I mean? Unanimous in the room. They like the third was the best. So here come this man. Let me tell y'all what happened. Here come this nigga right here on his third. He gets to rapping and going on, and it starts to sound kind of like weak. I ain't gonna say weak, but like it wasn't really going nowhere. Just regular bars of battle rap. And then out of nowhere, he busts out and said, "You've been battling the wrong twin." So then his brother jumps in the battle. He jumps out of the battle. Yeah, and he starts to rap. Now the shit that he was kicking bars wise, his brother, it was hot to me. I ain't gonna lie. I thought it was fire. You feel what I mean? What I didn't think was fire is it wasn't really the wrong twin. Bruh had really started to run out of spit, and his brother came in and finished the battle with the rounds. But he introduced it by saying that to make it seem that way, because it wasn't the wrong twin. I was battling the right person the whole time. So basically, the antic was just some bullshit, but it was a nice gesture. I think it's going to look good on camera. You know what I mean? Still, even with the no reactions in the first round, I say I got that. Second round, most definitely. And third round, the room giving it to me. I'm giving him that because I thought that shit was cute. But I'm saying 21, you know what I mean? My way, you know what I mean? I know everybody's going to have their different opinions once the footage come out, you know. But that's battle rap, man. Shit. So what we doing with this Dre Dennis, Chris Dubs, Sy?
That was a clear body, bro.
Yeah. We got to see Dre Dennis up close. He was rapping. That nigga was rapping like he was on Smack.
He was rapping like this is his fucking last battle.
Right. Hey, I respect that though, man. Cause in the room at the venue, it wasn't like it wasn't a whole lot of pack. It wasn't crazy. But that nigga, it was some big heavy hitters in the building though now. But it wasn't no big crowd. It was a battle rap crowd. And I think, and I like that for the simple fact.
It was like a small room.
Small room joint. Yeah. Small room joint. Yeah. So I like that shit. That shit was like mad hot, man. You know, niggas wasn't jumping around after every bar. Just take the shit in and just, you know, impress me. You feel what I mean? Give me something to hear. You feel what I mean? Rather than I'm going to just jump it down over everything a motherfucker say. Like, I be type hating that shit. To be honest. But that nigga Dre Dennis was going off. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's gonna look good on TV too. That's gonna definitely look hot, man. But we on, man. We on to what? We on Ricky versus Vince now, though. Mm-hmm. So I'm focusing all my attention towards that rounds wise. My rounds is done. I'm just going on my performance, man. Niggas ain't fucking with this performance, man. The nigga I even battled last night was like, bro, you got me on the performance, though. Of course, man. Of course, you shabby. You don't even, your lines don't even drop on time. But, you know, I fuck with y'all, though. I like how you kicked it. I mean, shit. Hopefully, we get some views, some looks, and we can promote it. You feel what I mean? But like I say, on to this Ricky versus Vince, man. What's going on with Verbose, man? Scythe, man. How far are you getting? What's going on? You ready? You ready or what?
Yeah. See, I feel like it's... I mean, I'm not going to say, is he ready? Cause I know he's writing his little ass off.
Yeah.
But, like, is he ready for what's about to occur? Like, is he ready for that type of pressure? Like, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. He never really faced a nigga like me before. You know what I'm saying? Like, he faced... I can't even really categorize these niggas, you know what I'm saying? Because everybody want to be rappers now, man.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's the difference between rapping and just putting words together and really living in life, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, it's different levels. So, like, I don't know. He raps good.
Mm-hmm.
I can say that. He knows how to put them words together and shit.
Mm-hmm.
But it's, like, difference, my nigga. Like, you got to have that, you know what I'm saying? Like,
and that's what I think I was saying before. What I was seeing before. I was like, he got the bars, but, like, The nigga, I talked to the nigga Speed last night, Speed Dollar, and we was having a conversation, and he was just basically saying, believability is everything. He was saying, he felt I won the battle.
That's what I was
He felt I won the battle, he said, because it's like, your that's shit mad believable compared to another nigga.
Means a lot. Like,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Especially like a nigga like me, you know what I'm saying? I've been fucking, I'm from New York, you know what I'm saying? We the mecca of fucking hip-hop, period. You know
yeah.
I mean?
Oh, yeah, and I was in the Bronx yesterday. You feel me?
Battle rap.
Uptown.
Like, that's just something we always, like, strived on. Even since I was a little kid, like,
mm-hmm.
if you was rapping or something, like, this shit had to make sense and be believable.
Yeah.
You feel me? Not just you was able to put some nice words together and make it rhyme.
Right.
Like, nah, you should have to have some type of believability for it to get any credibility. Right, right.
It had to come from somewhere. But now it's just like...
it seems like you could just put a word, you could put some words together and...
shit, pop out your mind.
You'll be popping.
Shit, yeah.
You feel me? If you
I mean, but you know, now it's more about the producer anyway. But I mean, the point is, on bar-wise, as far as we're talking about rapping... The thing I'm saying is everybody just jumping up rapping. Mm-hmm. I feel like we called for this certain thing, man. All of y'all niggas not rappers. Some of you niggas can rap, but a lot of you niggas not rappers, and some of you definitely not MCs. You'll never be. Some of you niggas will never be MCs.
Oh,
that's a dub.
Fact.
That's a dub.
Number one, that's a fact.
But you know,
like, a lot of these niggas aren't MCs, and they will never be MCs.
Yeah,
like, it's a difference. You can rap.
Yeah.
You feel me? This is the difference between you rapping, being an artist / MC. You know what I'm saying? Like, because a lot of people, you know what I'm saying? Like, let's say this battle rappers can't make music theory shit.
Mm, that's a lie.
But if you think about it, bro, I could say about 80% of it is true.
Well, a lot of niggas can't, but I'm just saying, me being a battle rapper artist, I know just damn
that,
well.
That in general is a false statement. Yeah, there's a lot of battle rappers who can actually make good music.
Good, fly shit, yeah.
So not all battle rappers can't make music.
Yeah.
But a great percentage of battle rappers cannot make music. All they know is battle rap.
I mean, getting back to the whole thing with you and Verbose, I just think that bro gonna come in with a lot to prove, man. But I think,
of course,
being somebody who grounded a vet and being somebody who's really goddamn been through some things and living life day to day from the view of a nigga like me or you looking at it through the years, it's just gonna be hard for a nigga that we know just starting out to like shake us. Mm-hmm. So first things first, we gotta take these guys serious. And I keep telling everybody about my opponent, you know, I'm bigging him up. I really think he's the rookie of the year. I think he's the best rookie. I think I'm the only dude who has a battle on Ricky versus Vince. Everybody else really gonna get cream. I think I'm gonna have a real fight. But my performance for that battle is finna be epic, finna be big, large. I'm gonna show you how great I am. Like, this performance, I have been ready for this. I'm letting you know, yes. I wish you had more. See, I know you're a rookie. I ain't even have enough footage to look at you, but I know you don't look at all my battles 10 years ago. I only have one battle to look at of you type shit. Like, two, maybe three. I don't know. It doesn't matter.
I haven't, like, as far as Verbose goes, I haven't really watched his battles. I only watched his ABR.
I spoke about it. I spoke about him in the KDA.
When I first seen him in drops, I really didn't pay much attention to it. Mm-hmm. I just watched it just to watch it. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Show support. Then when I found out I had him as an opponent, I still, like, really didn't sit and watch until his battle with KDA came out.
Because,
you know, he was like, he mentioned something about, oh, wait till his KDA battle drops. That's, you know what I'm saying? That's a real Verbose I needed to see. You feel me? Because I was like, yo,
man, let me tell you something, man. If you think for one,
his battle with drops did not impress me. So I was like,
it don't matter, man. That battle with KDA, he would have lost. If KDA would have known his rap, delivered it right.
I still wasn't even impressed.
That wasn't that fire. That wasn't that fire.
I wasn't impressed with that KDA battle. So I'm like, fuck it. I lost inspiration.
That wasn't that fire.
I watched his and him and drops battle actually. Like, I watched it again, but this time I actually watched this shit.
Hey, Micah Miller battled 1HB. And he 3-0'd 1HB. But
that was fire. I was able to.
Yeah. He was trash, though. Mike Milley was trash. He beat 1HB, but the material you beat him with, bro, if you bring that shit out here to my stage, you're life-willing early.
I mean, not against you.
And then the shit you did with the girl was hot. The shit that he did with the girl was hot, but even that, to me.
Furious?
Yeah. You were saying some shit on there. I was like, okay, I said that. Some of that shit dated, but I liked it, your presence and your style.
Niggas be saying shit that niggas done said already.
But I'm starting to get to the point to feel like niggas gonna do that and they're gonna do that shit regardless. You know what I mean? But I'm expecting a good fight from him. I ain't bad mouthing them as far as his talent go, but far as I'm looking at your material, what I've seen, I know what I've been on these days, and I know what I've been on these days. From what I'm looking at your shit, man, you're going to have to be like, you're going to have to need the devil and like the rest of the angels God kicked out with them, all of them to beat me that day. You feel what I mean? So it's like,
no, it's funny. I don't know.
I just don't know. And how I'm feeling about this New York, this Trap New York card, like, y'all niggas down south ain't finna do shit with me. Because I got these niggas in New York, like, already. Y'all niggas, y'all got to come on with it, man, to even make me even start to have any kind of fear for y'all. I got respect, but no fear. Y'all boys is look like food to me in the 2000s.
Shit gonna be real.
I can't wait, man. I love them when they talking all that shit, man. They ain't nothing but like bulletin board material for me, man. But like I say, man, wrap this thing on up. We gonna be ready for the Ricky versus Vets. We on to that, man. Vet gang, you know what I'm saying?
You already know what's up.
21, My Way Over Stacks. It'll be out soon. Trap House, New York. You know what I mean? Like I say,
Check out that Dre Dennis when it come out on there. That shit was hot. You know what I mean? But we rep ABR. We did it to the fullest, and we had a hot weekend. You know what I mean?
You already.
So y'all tune in. Y'all follow, man. I'm Reggie PADV, man. I'm here with Cypher the Lyrical.
Yeah, you already know.
You know what I'm saying? We signing off from the Lower East Side. You know what I mean? New York shit. Be back in Atlanta soon, man. It's Atlanta Battle Rap Podcast. Brought to you by Anchor, man. Famous Gang.
What's going on out there? Back again. Atlanta Battle Rap Podcast. Brought to you by Anchor, man. It's Reggie PADV. Sunday. What we got going on? June 3rd. Approximately 1 week away from the card they calling Rookies versus Vets. Battle Rap version of Rookies versus Vets in just 7 days. All the talk. All the blah, blah, blah ends this upcoming Sunday. I'm ready. Oh, I'm ready. I've been ready for it. You know what I mean? I think people need to come out and see this performance. If Mike Millie has half of what I have performance-wise, it's going to be basically the best battle that's been on ABR. But, you know, time will tell. And we will see. I'm really excited about that Blake versus Sosaville. I want to see that. I think it's going to be like a heavyweight fight right there. That not a lot of people talking about. You know, besides the Chef Trez and Swavatar. And also the Tylon NB. I think it's crazy. It's crazy right there. A lot of the rookies trying to find angles and trying to see where they can beat the Vets at, you know what I mean? And Vets is like more awesome. I can't let you take my spot, you know what I mean? Or let me show these niggas I ain't in to play with, I've been here, you know what I mean? So, I mean, the griping and fussing and complaining is it's cool and good for the sport. But come Sunday, you can find out why some of us should be getting paid and others, maybe should just find a whole nother hobby and to do in the first place. And that I can guarantee. Check this out. Last night, Survivor Series. Smrat. Yeah, I had the pay-per-view. I seen it. Jackboy Maine. Nah. That was a wash. The Magic sounded like he was doing some mixtape verses in his third. Saga was light. Not to mention the first battle. A lot of overperforming and screaming. Like, playing field is getting real level. Really, 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 really level. It's like, it's a real good season to take over. Like, it's a real good time, like, right now, to take over the game. Ball-wise, performance-wise, just, it's wide open, man. I saw Trez and Wavy. I thought that Trez and Wavy may have been the best battle to watch. Not such an eyesore. But it had moments where it was like, shit's whack. Or big distractions and shit, you know. But it had moments, but it had some shit in it that was whack. Very mediocre and fake to me. You know what I mean? But as far as competition-wise, what I've seen, I don't smack. I wasn't really thrilled, like, with the whole event. I like what Tech N9ne did with Gems, but it was more funny than anything. I kind of miss QP and what he did. I was real up on seeing B-Magic. And his third was, like, so fucking wet. I was mad. Like, damn.
because I fuck with Magic. But shit. I don't even want to talk about that match because I think it was like a wet match. I don't even think it was hot, really. But, back to this ABR shit. We'll be ready. We're a week away. You feel what I mean? We're a week away. In my zone, in my bag. I've been on that. Been ready. They think I'm taking this for some kind of joke because he's supposed to be new on the scene or a rookie. Like, no. This is not. That's not what's happening here. I'm looking at this like this is my first performance in Atlanta on Atlanta Battle Rap. 2018 debut performance of this year on this stage, on my stage. I gotta back up a lot of shit that I've been talking. Like, if y'all niggas think I'm just in here to sham and tap dance and play, I'm finna show y'all niggas, like, no. And you know you can't fuck with me. And you know you can't fuck with me. You know you'll catch crazy smoke. But, we'll be ready. Shout out to NYC. Petty. You know what I mean? All the people that's on the card, rookies and vets. Hope y'all pens getting sharp. Hope y'all niggas getting ready. You feel me? We'll be there. It's going to be a star-studded event, man. Look forward to seeing me like on 10. I'm guaranteeing my performance of the night. I got robbed the last performance of the night, too. They gave it to Trez. I posted one that night. Trez was battling my boy Cool, but that was a walk in the park for him. I was in a real battle. And I fought my way out of it. And I won. You know what I'm saying? Like, what? So it's like, I feel like I deserve to win that shit. But this time, I'm going to do it again. My performance is going to be hard. You know what I mean? Whether or not I win it or not, you know, matters not. It's going to be a fire performance. Shit. That's mostly what I got to say, man. We get to that time, man. Worse finna be less and less. Hollering at y'all, man. Vet captain. I mean, this thing. Y'all niggas holler back. Ricky vs. Vets. Been the Atlanta Battle Rap Podcast. On Anchor.
Hey, KT. And me and you battle, right? With your score, it's going to be how we I got 2-1 it's gonna be a 3-0 what it gonna be. If Reggie P and KT battle is gonna be what?
Yes.
See, this is what I'm saying about drugs. See, if you keep on
I have never
they got rehab program for this shit.
I have never expected any of you niggas to believe any of that shit. So it don't matter. Like y'all opinions.
Who you play tomorrow? Who you play tomorrow?
Drop stupid ass.
Drop. Now, he been talking a whole lot of shit about how prepared he is for you.
Yeah, they all say this.
What's your step going towards this man?
I don't need to step towards him. He need to step towards me.
So, basically,
he got to move me.
So, basically, his way. So basically, he ain't have to really prep for this man. This nigga ain't really on your level to eat.
Bro,
for you.
Bro, I started writing my rounds May 13th.
All I'm saying is the
great one. I wrote four bars and said, fuck that.
All I'm saying is this, KT.
Woke up on May 14th and then
All I'm saying is this, KT. One of the best rappers.
Then I finished early and I was pissed at myself.
Hold on.
So for the last 2 weeks, I've been sitting there like.
Hold on, bro. All I'm saying is this. One of the best rappers on ABR to date is a man named Court Hendricks. He went down today. Yeah. And, if it ain't the truth to tell you that everything is wide open, everything possible right now, and you got to take this battle just as serious as anybody else, I don't know what else is.
Bro, that's crazy. I've retired two of his rookies. Why the fuck would I come to my own league and then not try to retire another one? That don't make no sense. Why do people do that shit? You know, he's a fact. They don't like to take the rookies serious. I've been taking these rookies serious. And they die. They don't come back.
So look, man, y'all heard
Black the Black Magic don't even comment in the group no more.
Hey.
He don't comment on Facebook. He don't put an Instagram picture up. And he was talking like he was going to smoke
Black Magic back.
Clone is not.
He's going back out again because he's back up the last time we thought he was back.
Clone is no so shit in the bag or what? What's poppin'?
Oh,
I'm trying to figure out this whole
thing. You know, I got clone out here. You know what I'm saying?
Loso,
KT, what are you gonna do? I'm gonna do the same shit I did the rest of these niggas.
Loso got a problem on his
hands. Hey, he seems to think that this shit gonna be a walk in the park too. It looking like that to me. That the nigga think this shit gonna be easy, like. You feel what I mean?
That's gonna be a bad move.
That's what I be thinking. I believe that too, though.
It's gonna be his. I hope he know this gonna be his toughest match. Like he done faced some stiff competition. But as far as somebody that's gonna be growling, barking, biting, punching on him all three rounds, bro, he ain't faced that yet. He ain't faced no one that can punch with him, be dynamic with him.
One thing I say on the level of the area of punches. Y'all, you know what I mean? That's the tied up part right there. I want to know what's the... My thing is, a lot of people will want to say, okay, he going to come with this angle. But my thing is, your punches be in the angle. You see what I'm saying? So it's like, I think this battle going to be a whole lot closer than a lot of people trying to say that Sleepy Hayes in the building. What's popping? Hey, that boy Sleep just did work on Magic.
Yes, man.
Yo.
Positive people, man. We out here, man.
What's the date on that?
July 21st, man.
Yeah, July 21st. I think that's Southern, right? Think that's Southern Crown.
Southern Crown 3.
Bullpen.
Bullpen, Battle D. You feel me? That's a fact, man.
No doubt, man.
Loso ain't never had a fight up until this day. He got one that day.
Yes, sir.
I guarantee you.
Hey, but we at this bitch, man. This day one of the Ricky versus Vets, man. Reggie PADV, man. You know what I mean? This Atlanta Battle Rap Podcast brought to you by Anchor, man. Y'all tune in. Day two next. Guess who battle tomorrow?